Facts. New rules allow children as young as 12 years of old of age to choose a new gender, new pronouns, a new name, and the option to participate with the preferred gender in gym class. Nicole Neely, founder and president of Parents Defending Education, which brought the suit, joins me now. Nicole, my initial reaction was, Iowa? How is this happening in the heart of traditional American values?
Isn't it astonishing? If it can happen in Iowa, it can happen anywhere. And that's one of the reasons that we thought it was so important to bring this lawsuit, to show that this is the kind of thing that parents have to keep an eye out no matter where they live.
The lawsuit claims these gender support plans authorize children to make fundamentally important decisions without parental involvement to then hide these decisions from parents. Why do they think it's appropriate to give a child this sort of power and responsibility?
Right. As you said, beginning in seventh grade, the child's decision takes precedence over that of the family. And the school actually, you know, this is a district where parental approval is needed to give a child aspirin. Yet they're encouraging children to create these support plans, hide this information from their parents, you know, essentially lead a double life, which is terrifying because, you know, they're encouraged. And really, I think they're, you know, the school district is implying that families are not safe. It's putting that idea in children's heads that they won't be accepted, but we as a school district will, which is horrifying.
Nicole, why does it seem, especially in the last few years, that this education industrial complex seems so committed to, one, driving a wedge between parents and their kids, which is the most important bond we literally have in our time as humans on this planet, and then, two, sexualizing them?
Right. We're seeing activists that are determined to rip our children's innocence away from them, putting these ideas in, forcing these concepts in at definitely age inappropriate levels. You know, this district, you can create a gender support plan as young as kindergarten. It's just beginning in seventh grade that parents don't know about it. And so I think there are activists with a major agenda that want to destabilize the family. Because, you know, when you don't go to your parents for love and support, who do you turn to? You turn to the government, you turn to the schools, you turn to other sources, you know, that have more control over you.
You know, when I was in kindergarten, I played duck, duck, goose. I never thought of identifying as a duck or a goose, you know, because I was a boy and that was it. This district also forcing other students to call their classmates by their preferred pronouns. If they don't, they face expulsion, i.e. loss of the ability to learn. Where's their First Amendment protection?
That's a great question, and that's why we sue them on First Amendment grounds as well as the 14th Amendment grounds for that parental exclusion policy. You know, the school might not like it, but they cannot compel speech from these students. And that's, you know, so we're fighting back against that as well. Expelling students, suspending students over refusing to use students' pronouns is appalling.
I mean, I think most of us are live and let live when it comes to 18 years and up, not five years of age. I keep doing that. Nicole Neely, I get just so thrown off by all this. I get flustered. Thank you very much, Carly. Over to you.